Okay, so last night we started to discuss the inyan of inviting someone who is going to drive on Shabbos to a meal, to your house on Shabbos, or to shul, and we discussed, it turned into a discussion about the halacha of mesis, because Rav Moshe held that this had a din of a mesis, so we started discussing whether mesis is only for Avodah Zarah, mesis applies by Shari Surim as well, and whether you necessarily have to say it applies by Shari Surim in order to apply it to driving on Shabbos. And we pointed out that Rav Moshe clearly holds like those Rishonim that say that mesis applies to Shari Surim, but we at least had the logical possibility that even if the old mesis does not apply by Shari Surim, maybe driving on Shabbos takes on the status like Avodah Zarah. Now let's move on to the next part of what Rav Moshe says. Rav Moshe says, forget about mesis, it's Lifnei Iver, because you're going to get all these people to drive their cars on Shabbos, they're going to come to shul or to your house for a Suda Shabbos, and that's going to be a violation of Lifnei Iver. So is that necessarily true, that it's Lifnei Iver? In order to violate Lifnei Iver Doraisa, what do you need to have in order to violate Lifnei Iver Doraisa? Okay, no focus on the onion rings, focus on me. And now I have to not focus on the onion rings as I smell them the rest of the time. Thank you very much. You just put it right on top of the phone. Don't worry. So what do you need for Lifnei Iver in order to violate Lifnei Iver on a Doraisa level? So there's a sugya at the beginning of Maseches Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah Dav Zayin and Beis. Minayin Shelo Yoshid Adam Kol Shel Yayin LeNazir. How do I know that you're not supposed to hand a cup of wine to a Nazir? The Eivor Menachay LeBenoach. Or you see a Ben Noach, he looks hungry, so you grab a chicken, you rip off its, you rip off its leg, and you give it to the Ben Noach. How do I know you're not allowed to do that? Tamal Omar, v'lifnei iver lo sitein michshol. So says the Gemara, the guy can take it himself and still it's lifnei iver. No. The guy cannot take it himself. He can only have access to it. The case happens to be you're on two sides of a river. You have the Eivor Menachay, the Ben Noach doesn't. You have the Kol Shel Yayin, the Nazir doesn't. And he can't reach it because he's on the other side of a river. His only way to access it is you helping him. And therefore, it's Lifnei Iver Doraisa. So the Gemara sets it down very clearly for us that in order to violate Lifnei Iver Doraisa, it has to be something that the other fellow is unable to do without your help, that he needs your help in order to violate the Isser. If he's able to do the Isser by himself, then it is not a violation of Lifnei Iver on a Doraisa level. Now, on Chad Avra Dinara, when you're on the same side of the river and he can access it, and you're just making it a little easier for him, it's still Asur Mesayeya Midrabanan. There's an Isser to help someone do an Avera Midrabanan, but it's not Lifnei Iver. So now I ask you, you invite someone to drive to come to your house for a Shabbos meal, and he drives there. Lifnei Iver Doraisa or Mesayeya Midrabanan? So yeah, he has the ability to get in his car and drive anyhow. He doesn't need you to be able to drive. He might have driven to the beach instead. He could have driven anywhere. He might have driven to the movies. But he instead drove to your house for a Suda Shabbos. So that does not seem to be Lifnei Iver Mida Oraisa. It seems to be Misayeya Midraban. But one could even suggest it's not even Misayeya Midraban. One might even suggest that it's Heter Gamur, that it's totally Mutter. Why? Because there is an important comment of the Shach in Yerodea Simin Kufnun Aleph Sifkat and Vav. The Shach asks a stira within Tosos and within the Rush. Tosos in Misachah Shabbos and Dav Gimel Amar Aleph and the Rush in the first paragraph of Misachah Shabbos Simin Aleph say that there is an Isser Midrabanan and Chad Avra Dinara. When you're on the same side of the river, there is an Isser Midrabanan to help someone do an Avera that he could have done without you, but yet in Maseches Chagiga, both Tosos and the Rush write that you're allowed to give a Davar Isser to a Mumar on Chad Avra Dinara. If you have someone who's not religious, who doesn't care, who has rejected our religion, but he's Jewish, you're allowed to give him a Davar Isser if he had access to it anyway. If he didn't have access to it anyway, it would be Lifnei Iver Doraisa. If he had access to it anyway, Heter Gamur, say Tosos and the Rush in Maseches chagiga. So wait a second, what's going on? Tosos and the Rosh of here in Masechta Shabbos are telling us that when it's chadav dinara, it's misayeh midrabanan, it's also on a drabanan level, it may not be daraisa. And yet in Masechta chagiga daf yud gimel, apparently you're allowed to give things to a mumar, and it's heter gomer. What's the answer? Says the shach of Elfiyani is daiti nira de lo pligi. Do kuli alma modim la mordechai v'tosos perakam v'davol tzchavim d'bov v'chavim amumar shari. Everyone holds that it's really mutter by a guy or a mumar. Vagos Mordechai v'tos harash perakam d'shabes haran perakam d'avol tzchavim mairi b'Yisrael shul chayiv lafrisho me'isir. Ukutukasav harasham d'lo garam Yisrael katan ochel nevelo shebezim etzuvan lafrisho kol shken Yisrael gadol. Essentially, he makes the following chiluk. If you're talking about someone who has rejected our religion, then it's heter gomer to give him a dvar isser that he could have access to anyway. But if it's someone who's basically religious and they have access to the isser, but you're helping them do the isser, that's when it's asr midrabanan. So if it's a mumar, if it's someone who's like a mechal Shabbos Pefaresi, someone who's totally rejected our religion, heter gomer to provide them with the isser that they could have had access to anyway. But if it's someone who still cares about the religion, but is about to violate this isser, and you're helping them violate the isser, that's where it's an isser midrabanan. That is the distinction that the shach makes. Now, given that distinction, inviting the Mechal Shabbos Pefaresia to come to your house on Shabbos, daraisa drabanan or mutter? Sounds mutter. What's the svara to distinguish if it's Mesayel? Let me just finish this piece and we'll take a question. What's the svara to distinguish between someone who's a mumar and someone who's not? So the Dagum Ravava, the author of Nodeb Yehuda and the author of Tzlach, so Dagum Ravava writes to explain as follows. He says, Havadai, She Yisrael Mumar Hafti Shechati Yisrael. He says, you know, a Jew who's a mumar is still a Jew. No matter how many averis you do, you're still a Jew. What difference does it make between him and any other Jew? You should have to prevent him from doing an avera. What in the world is the shach talking about? So says the Dagul Mervava, Aval nira lani yasdaiti kavanas hashach, da'af bi Yisrael ein mitzuvan afrisho ki im kisha over b'shogeg, v'yesh biyad ish acher lahafrisho, chayiv lahafrisho. You know what the shach is really telling us? It's not about a mumar versus not a mumar. What he's really telling us is the difference is the guy doing it b'shogeg or is the guy doing it b'mezid? If the fellow's about to do the avera b'shogeg and you're helping him do the avera, that's when you have an issue. The reason the shach chose the example of mumar is because one thing you know about a mumar, he'll do it b'mezid. He'll always do it b'mezid. So if it's someone who's willing to do the avera b'mezid or someone who just doesn't care about Yisurim to begin with, then there's no violation of Lifnei Iver Michal Avr Dinar. Lifnei Iver Daraisa would still apply, but Lifnei Iver Darabanan, Misayeya Deover Avir Midrabanan would not apply. That's how the Dagum Ravava answers. This Dagum Ravava, I once saw Rav Yisrael Reisman at a bris. He came to North Woodmere for a bris, so I was hawking him about a number of things, and I remember in the course of the conversation he said that there are two things, two Marim Makomos, every shul rabbi needs to have at his fingertips always, because it comes up so often and it's such a critical koach teira that you have with these Marim Makomos. One of them was this Dagum Ravava. The other one I forgot, but one of them was this Dagum Ravava. That you need to know this Dagum Ravava. Why? Because this happens all the time. A lawyer is working in the law firm, because that's where lawyers work, and a partner calls him up and says, oh, you're going down for lunch? Do me a favor, on your way back up, stop by the restaurant down the block and pick me up sushi or whatever. Right? Can you go get it for him? Now, he's a Jew. Your partner, the guy that you work for, your boss, maybe he's a Jew. He's just not a religious Jew. So he's a mumar, right? Or he's someone who doesn't care about the system of Torah mitzvahs, maybe because he's uneducated or whatever, but he's not involved in the whole system of Torah mitzvahs. So can you help him out? Can you buy it for him? So this Dagum Ravava becomes very, very helpful, because as long as he's capable of getting it himself, so that knocks it down to Lifnei Iver Midrabanan. And this Dagum Ravava tells us that Lifnei Iver Midrabanan doesn't apply to anyone who's doing it b'mezid. right, who's not trying to avoid the issur. So it becomes very, very, very helpful. I once had a case where someone asked me, they were asked to go get sushi for their boss, and they said, what kind of sushi do you want? And the boss said, get me crab, not like the fake crab that we have in the from stores, like crab, and if they don't have crab, then salmon. So now what? So now he's thinking, they're going to have crab, but can he just say they didn't have crab and bring them salmon? Meaning salmon is kosher, crab is not, right? That's the upshot over here, right? So you're allowed to lie in order to prevent him from eating macholos asuros. That was a Rav Zilberstein shayla. I sent it to Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein. I forgot what he said, but he sent me back a tshuva when I sent that shayla to Rav Zilberstein. Okay, questions. Whose hand up was first? I think 5 minutes first.
Can you say that the reason for the shachs, is that by a Jew?
Are you related to Glenn Pfeiffer?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Send him my warmest regards. Okay. I know.
You said the reason for the chiluk is that by a Jew you might have her b'tshuva, so you helping him out is actually like doing that better, because he might actually be
called
the b'tshuva last second.
Also a good svar, meaning you're explaining the shach.
Yeah.
Or the dagum ravavi even. Yeah. I mean, if it's someone who just doesn't care, so you know it's not going to hurt him anyway. Yeah. Good.
Could there be mara sain in sushi case anyway?
Would be a problem to go into the store and buy the sushi. Maybe. But maybe you're going into, I don't know, maybe it's, maybe it would be a problem anyway. Could be, yeah.
Isn't the case on Shabbos, though, most likely a shogeg? Because the guy is a non-religious Jew, grew up non-religious, and doesn't know any better. Therefore, him driving on Shabbos,
No, so it seems that the way the Dalgam Ravav is understanding it is the distinction is not between a mumar versus a non-mumar. The distinction is between someone who's concerned about Torah and mitzvahs versus someone who's not concerned about Torah and mitzvahs. So this guy's not, he's obviously not concerned about Torah. He doesn't know to be concerned, or he was never educated to be concerned. He doesn't think it's an obligation. One thing that you do find with Jews who are not raised with Torah and mitzvahs, that the way they refer to Torah and mitzvahs is, you know, customs. Orthodox custom is this, conservative custom is that. Like the word mitzvah, they translate as good deed. That's not what the word means, though. Mitzvah doesn't mean good deed, mitzvah means command. But that language doesn't resonate. So they're not familiar very often with the concept that there's such a thing that, no, you don't really have a choice in life. You are commanded by the commander, to do this. Like, it doesn't really... Yeah, they don't think of it that way. So if someone's not thinking of it that way, I think that's what the Dalai Lama is saying, is that he's whatever he is, but there's no issue of Nisayeya. If someone's not concerned about the by a shogeg, it's mitzvah lafrisha. You have to stop him because he's about to violate an issur b'shogeg. So it's a violation of mitzvah lafrisha by not stopping him and by helping him. But if you don't have anyone who's about to violate b'shogeg, they're about to violate b'mezid anyways. So,
you go without the Dalai
Lama, can
you still buy the sushi
or
whatever
that
for your boss?
Because like
a totally not religious
trip. Look, he's not. Why without the Dalai Lama?
The Shach.
The Shach is explaining the Dalai Lama. Yeah, same thing. Yeah.
You think that at the very least you would have to at least tell him the information, and then for him to say after that, no, I don't care.
Meaning to say, salmon is kosher. Right. Or what? Or crab is not. Right, right.
Right.
Yeah, okay, maybe. Maybe.
Why is there
Maybe there is. Maybe there is. But again, okay, I just wanted to get this Dalai Lama. So according to what we're saying over here, yeah?
In the case of the car and Shabbos on Friday night, if the guy who's not religious would be home anyway watching a movie in his house, then would you let the Yibra on
the so we'll get there. Let's get there. Now, there is a comment that Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach has in Mincha Shlomo Chelek Aleph Simen Lamed Hei. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein in his Hesped for Rav Shlomo Zalman referred to this particular psak of Rav Shlomo Zalman as one of his most daring Piskei Halacha. He has a beautiful Hesped he wrote up for Jewish Action magazine in 1995 of Rav Shlomo Zalman. And Rav Shlomo Zalman was asked about giving food to someone who's not Shomer Torah Mitzvos. There's a halacha mefureshes in Shulchan Aruch, explicit in Shulchan Aruch, that you are not allowed to give food to someone who will not recite a bracha on it. It's an issur of the Fnei Iver. to give food to someone that's not going to recite a bracha on it? So can you give food to someone who's not Shomer Torah Mitzvos? So I wrote about this topic in my second Sefer, Simin Yud. Now all of you have it. So over there, I point out this tshuva from Rosh Hashanah Zalman, where Rosh Hashanah Zalman has the following unbelievable chiddush. Halacha mufresh in Shulchan Aruch, that it's aser. He says mutter. What do you mean? He's not in the business of arguing with the Shulchan Aruch. The whole issue is the fe'ivir, that you're going to cause him to violate an issue. But Eitan Pfeiffer says, well, wait a second, let's not just look at the issue, let's look at what his other option is. What else might he violate? Let's say you're not going to give him this. Is he going to do worse? And says Rosh Hashanah Zalman, yeah. Meaning, if you have, let's say, movers that are schlepping your furniture in August in Israel, and it's like 8 million degrees outside, and you live in a lot, you know, and it's like, and they're sweating buckets, and you're there with, a big water bottle of cold water, delish, you know, and you don't offer them anything. So what are they going to think? These religious Jews, they don't care about anybody else. They're selfish. It will cause such a sinna of Torah and Shomri Torah that's a greater lifneiver than failure to recite a bracha. So Shlomo Zalman says you always have to measure the lifneiver. Rav Avadya discusses this in Tshuva about leaving a fleshig restaurant open during the 9 days. Right? Meaning in some communities, if you don't leave the kosher restaurants open, then very often people are going to eat at the non-kosher restaurants. So what's better? That they should eat at the non-kosher restaurants and eat in Avelis or Treifas? Or that they should eat at the kosher restaurant and violate the minhag of not eating meat during the 9 days? So Shlomo Zalman says you always have to measure the lifnei iver against each other, and therefore it turns out not to be lifnei iver. It turns out to be a maisa hatzala. You're saving them. You're saving them from a bigger issue. Rav Asher Weiss in a tshuva in Chelek Gimel of Milchas Asher Simen Pei Bezos Ches says, I don't like this formulation, the Maisa Hatzala. How can you take something that Shulchan Aruch calls Lifnei Iver and call it a Maisa Hatzala? He says, it's not a Maisa Hatzala. It's a mutter form of Lifnei Iver. You know, he has a different formulation, the same conclusion. He says, it's Lifnei Iver, but it's a Lifnei Iver that's allowed because you're allowed to do Lifnei Iver when the other option is a bigger Lifnei Iver. Rav Shechter has something similar in Nefesh HaRav, page Kuf Ayin Gimel. He talks about Kishe Yehudim Mechalele Shabbos Nosim Berechev V'Netzarim Lishol Me'itanu Hora'ot Nisi'ah. Get you back into Hebrew a little bit. Yeah? What does that mean? Oh, no one knows. Okay. So there are guys driving, right? And they stop the car and they see people walking. They say, excuse me, sir. Do you know where Central Avenue is? Right? And meanwhile, they just drove past Central Avenue. I remember this happened to me once. I was walking with my father when I was a little kid, and we were walking up Broadway from my parents' house toward the Israel Lawrence Cedarhurst. So right where Rabbi Gruber Shul is, at the corner of Broadway and Rockaway Turnpike. Rabbi Gruber hasn't been there in a while, but whatever. So we were right at the corner, and a car pulls over and says, can you tell me where Central Avenue is? And Central Avenue is like 20 feet behind him. Like, turn around, it's right there. So there are poskim that say you may not, if he looks like he might be Jewish, you may not give him directions. Yes, say, can't help you. Right? Meaning, which he may interpret as I don't know, but that's okay. Right? Sorry, can't help you. So what's going to happen? He's going to keep on driving. He's going all the way down Rockaway Turnpike. He's going to go all around the curve. He's going to get all the way to 878. He's going to end up in Atlantic Beach. He's going to be like, why did I pay a toll? So what's better, to give directions or not to give directions? So there's some people who say you can't give directions because you're helping him drive on Shabbos. So Rosh Hashanah calls him for salvation. No, give directions, because either he'll turn around and drive 20 more feet and park the car, or he'll drive all the way to Atlantic Beach and back and drive around for another hour. And every time he hits the gas pedal, he's violating Nisa D'Oraisa. Every time he hits the brakes, potentially Nisa D'Oraisa, at least Nisa D'Rabbanan. So you're going to be responsible for all of that. So yeah, you might be machshel him right now and turning the car around or whatever, but you're going to be machshel him much more. So again, a similar idea. Now, it sounds from Rav Moshe, the Rav Moshe holds in this case, right, that when you're inviting the non-religious Jew to your house on Shabbos, Rav Moshe says, Lifnei Iver D'Oraisa, how would you do such a thing? It's Lifnei Iver. Or at least Rabban, it's Lifnei Iver. It sounds like Rav Moshe doesn't buy this whole you know, relative lifnei iver argument, that there's, you know, that you might be saving him from something that's bigger.
Okay, so one second.
Before we get to that, Rav Moshe has another tshuva that also relates a little bit to lifnei iver. He discusses in Aruch Chaim Chelek Dalet Siman Ayin Tes about a resident in a hospital on Shabbos. So when you're a resident, you're assigned certain days, and you know, you get one day off a week. So you can't get Saturday off every single week. They're just not going to give it to you. There are very few Shomer Shabbos residencies. Okay. Whether you're allowed to become a doctor when there are no Shomer Shabbos residencies available is a different discussion, but there are very few Shomer Shabbos residencies. So what a lot of people do is they wait till all the days are assigned, and they say, look, I'm willing to work every single Sunday. Most people want to take off Sunday. So go to all the non-Jewish residents and say, I'll trade you Sunday for a Saturday. I'll work on Sunday, you work on Saturday, right? And trade them out like that. Or Rav Moshe says, what if there are not non-Jewish residents, but Jews who aren't religious? Can you trade residents? They don't care. They'll work on Shabbos. Are you allowed to trade with them? Or can you at least go to the administrator of the program and say, please, 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 sign me up for Sundays. I'll take all the Sundays. You know, so, but no Saturdays. And you know that they're going to have to assign other Jews to Saturdays, non-religious Jews, but other Jews to Saturdays. Are you allowed to do that? So Rav Moshe says, yeah. He says, V'yesh gam tam gadol lahatir af im Yehudim she'enim shomrei Torah. Forget about Goyim. He says, even Yehudim she'enim shomrei Torah, there's a big reason to be matir. Shegam shekeshe yisharu bebeisam yichalu Shabbos b'meizid b'chol melachos sheyizdamein lo pachos me'amlach sheyasim beis hacholim be'isr. So where do you think they're going to be doing more malacha, in the hospital or at home? At home they're going to be doing even more yisurim. So better to have them work in the hospital on Shabbos rather than violating all these yisurim. Shem kein ein bazeh lifnei iver bazeh shuch fululu malachas b'malachas. By switching out one malacha for another malacha, the malacha of turning on the TV with the malacha of turning on the heart monitor. You know, you didn't. It's not lifnei iver. V'yoser not that shuhuf chesu. He's probably doing less malacha. There are a lot of things that you do for cholim that you're allowed to do. That's heter gamur on Shabbos. And there are a lot of other things you do for cholim when you're a resident in hospital that are at least only in Isser Drabanan. And whatever the guy's going to be doing at home is likely going to be many, many Yisurim Daraisa. See, Rav Moshe does, in this other tshuva, he is goreis this relative lifnei iver idea. That you don't just look at, am I causing him to do an iser? You look at, and what's the alternative? What else might he be doing? Right? So how come, when it comes to driving on Shabbos, coming to a meal to your house on Shabbos, Rav Moshe all of a sudden forgets about this relative lifnei iver? So I think, now you have to say it. Right. Meaning, at home, what's he going to do? Watch TV? Maybe. Rabbanan, right? Meaning the at least the Chilul Shabbos part. Whatever's on the TV, we don't take a Christ. But the Chilul Shabbos part is at least an Isser Rabbanan. And if he drives to your house on Shabbos, every time he hits the gas, it's an Isser D'oraisa. Right? Every time he hits the gas, it's Mavir Midoraisa. Every time he hits the brake, it's probably an Isser D'oraisa. Unless, as we pointed out, unless he drives a Tesla. Tesla's the best car to have if you're a doctor who has to drive on Shabbos. Right? Because then everything's only in Isser Drabanan. I mentioned to you, I know a guy from Boca who's a surgeon. He got himself a Tesla, Dafka, for that reason. His brother's a Rebbe in Yeshiva, in YU. He called up his brother, and his brother's a very intense fellow, very serious fellow. And he said to his brother, how much money do I have to spend on a car in order to knock it down from a Daraisa to a Drabanan? He said, "Call Mamaynai, call Hein Beisai." So he did. I mean, it wasn't called Mamono. I mean, he's a surgeon. You know, I'm sure he does okay. But he put his money where his mouth is. You know, he spent all that money. Good. Now, Rav Moshe on that particular issue about switching out for the non-religious doctor, is against Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach is quoted in Shmir Shabbos Kilchus Perek Lamed Beis Halacha Mem Hey. I just gave a share on Rav Moshe and his halachic adversaries tonight between 7 and 7:30 on Rav Moshe and Rosh Shlomo Zalman, but a different argument between them. Rosh Shlomo Zalman is quoted in the Shmir Shabbos that Adiv Tfei Lasos Melacha Lidei Shomer Mitzvos Shekavanaso LeMitzvah. If you can have someone involved in Pikuach Nefesh, Melachos that involve Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos, and you have a choice to either have a religious doctor or a non-religious doctor working on Shabbos, better to have the religious doctor working on Shabbos.
What?
Why is it better to have the religious doctor working on Shabbos? Because the religious doctor, as far as he knows, is doing a mitzvah. He's doing this because he knows it's Pikuach Nefesh and he has to do this. The non-religious doctor may do the same exact actions, but as far as he's concerned, he doesn't care about Shabbos. It's not about the mitzvah. And if he's not thinking in terms of mitzvah, his kavanah is not mitzvah, his kavanah is to make some money. Even though he's actually doing a mitzvah, it's kineskaven lebasar chazir va'ol biyado basar tleh. It's like intending to eat pork and someone's stuck in kosher meat instead. Tosos kiddushin lam beza min aleph. That there's a violation of a lifnei iver and such a thing as well. So he says, it could be that over here also. It's the worst kind of chilul Shabbos. Wow. So that's Rosh Shlomo Zalman. Okay, so all of this was Rav Moshe's Malach. We said we were trying to get to a couple of Malachim. All of this was Rav Moshe's Malach. Can you revive a non-religious person to Yom Shabbos? Rav Moshe is the strongest hardliner on this issue. Absolutely not. Lifnei iver, maces, the worst thing in the world. Well, I mean, yeah, okay, I hear. Okay, we got to look in that sugya, separate sugya. Okay. On the other extreme, Rav Shturmbach, Rav Moshe Shturmbach, Shuvas Van Hagos. Now, to understand where Rav Moshe Shturmbach is coming from, it is important to see the introduction to the Sefer, Shuvas Van Hagos. In the introduction to the Sefer, Chelek Aleph, Rav Shturmbach writes, where was Rav Shturmbach a rabbi other than Yerushalayim? South Africa, Johannesburg. So he writes, "Vihine, be Johannesburg, roam anu ba'alil hatos shenichshulibo rishonei hamisyashvim." He says it's so evident the mistake that the first Jewish settlers of South Africa made. Shekidmu tzorchei gufam lehis asher v'lo da'agul neshmasam. They worried first and foremost about their parnasa before they worried about their neshamas. V'lo hikimu yeshivos umostos hatorah. The original Jewish people who settled in South Africa, says Rav Shturmbach, didn't set up yeshivos, they didn't set up mostos haTorah, and all their children started throwing away the religion, and they couldn't do anything about it. Not only couldn't they do anything about it, they ended up becoming not religious also. He says, but there's something about that pintaliyid, it always comes out eventually. And that spark inside the neshama of a Jew is still there. Umechuyavim anu la'oriro. We have a chiyuv to awaken that spark. V'zeh mechayev osanu l'pilos rabba v'darkenu b'li shum psharos lavi osam liados hane'amana. We have to do whatever we can, whatever efforts we can, to bring people closer to Yiddishkeit without compromising halacha. And he says there are close to 80,000 Jews in Johannesburg alone. He says, if you're going to be reading this in Bnei Brak or Yerushalayim or Borough Park, and you're going to be reading my Sefer or in Lakewood or in Muncie, you're going to be reading my Sefer and you're going to say, it's pasnished. How could he allow such things? What's going on over here? Yeda she'ein lahekdish ta'ainu kedusha ela mekom of a shaita. You need to appreciate context. You need to appreciate where a person is. You have to know the place, you have to know the generation, you have to know the people. Ubedrom Africa, animoro ubal lefitzorach hamakom. Most of these Piskei Halacha were in South Africa, and there are great needs for the spirituality in South Africa to grow. Don't worry, I'm not compromising halacha. Because that will never work in kibbutz. Rav Shmuel says to compromise halacha. And to make shutvus with people who are apikorsim also is not going to help. It will just do the opposite. He doesn't believe in interdenominational whatever. Okay, right? Not surprising. Shmuel is not a big fan of interdenominational stuff. Good. Now, against that backdrop, comes along Rav Shmuel in Chelik Aleph Simin Shin Nun Ches. So what about inviting, he was asked about inviting a Baal Tshuva, inviting his parents who are not religious for Shabbos meals. So he says, well, Lifnei Iver is, the Isser is to be Machshil an Iver, to be Machshil a blind person. But if you're trying to benefit the person, you're not trying to be Machshil the person, you're not trying to make them stumble, you're trying to do something that will be beneficial for them, then it's not called Machshil. He says, you know, there's a halacha. You're not allowed to mak a chaver. You're not allowed to wound somebody. You're not allowed to punch someone in the face. You're not allowed to cut somebody. But if you're a surgeon, are you allowed to cut somebody? Yeah. I mean, not randomly. You got to cut where you're supposed to cut. So if you're, you know, a surgeon who's doing a kidney transplant or something, so you got to do the cut. And tell you, you're being chovel the chaver. No, you're not. You're helping. So he says, why is it that you're inviting your parents? You're trying to show them the beauty of a religious way of life. Aye, he's Michal Shabbos through that. That's what he's doing for himself, but that's not your intention. You're not telling him to drive. Adraba, you let them know that you're unhappy that they drive, that you wish they would just stay for the whole Shabbos and wouldn't drive. And therefore, it's not lifnei iver lo sitin michshol. You're not giving a michshol. Michshol means you're having kavana to be mazik. It's a little hard. You know, the example he gives of chovel, the Rambam in the fifth paragraph of Hilchos Chovel Mazik writes, kol ha-maka adam kasher miYisrael ben katam ben gadol ben ish ben isha derech nitzayon hareza over belos asad. That the iser being chovel b'chavero is dafka. The gedder is when it's derech nitzayon. When you're doing it in a combative way. So that's not at all the same. Who says the Yisrof Lifnei Iver? It's only when it's derech to harm.
So according to Shurbat, you have to have the prior intention, like, you're inviting them so to bring them back to you. Just like, if you're just saying, like, oh, like, my cousin's parents are only free on Friday night, like,
so right. No, it would have to be, he is clear about that. It would have to be with the intention, at least partially, to inspire them to, you know, to see the beauty of a religious way of life. The Lubavitcher Rebbe has something similar. In Igros Kodesh, Me Ha'admor Mi Lubavitch Zatzal, Chelek Yudalid, page Sadi He. So Lubavitcher Rebbe also deals with, obviously, he had to deal a lot with these kinds of things, right? Lubavitcher shuls, you know, shluchim, wherever they are, very often have a lot of Mechalei Shabbos. Sometimes their only clientele, very often, their only clientele are Mechalei Shabbos. So what do you do? You're going to make a big Simchas Torah hakafas, and everyone's going to try. So what do you do? So the Babich Rebbe was responding to a situation like that had happened, that they had advertised in the newspaper, big hakafas for Simchas Torah, and meanwhile, no one lives within like 4 miles, right? Everyone was going to try. So he writes, Eich l'sakin es ma shekara b'simchas Torah. How can we fix what happened? Asher ben aboim l'shtatif ha'kofos to yeshiva ole Yosef Yitzchak hayu achodim shabau b'mechonos. There were some people who came in cars. Hatikun b'zeh pashut ulupela shegam b'shan azulu asuzeh. Said, Arasen, it's so obvious. V'ushe ezeyam l'fnei moed kanal yadfisu moda'a b'itonim asher b'vaday pashut v'yadua isu nasiya b'mechon b'shavs v'yom tov. V'astir sheminei vei l'shtatif b'nyin torani hepech ha-torah. Let it be known that you're not supposed to drive. People drive, it's not your problem. And it's obvious, it's hepech ha-torah, we're celebrating the Torah, but it's hepech ha-torah to drive. That's all about Rebbe writes. Now the basis of Rav Shturmbach is really Rabbi Kiva Eger in Hilchos Peos HaRosh. Rabbi Kiva Eger in Yerodeus in Kuf Pei Aleph talks about being makif, the Yisrof makif Peos, right? The halacha is you're not allowed to cut off the Peos. The Peos are over here. So you're not allowed to round off your haircut and cut off the Peos. Remember, a lot of times people don't really, they think that the Peos are only like next to your ear. That's the end of the pit, right? That's how far they have to go, at sofa ozen, however you measure that, whether it's the bone or here or there, wherever it is, it's the end of the peos. But the peos start over here, right? The brisker peos, that like a big, thick, you know, why are they all over here? Or even chassidish peos, why is it all growing out of here? It goes curly, but because this is actually the peos, right? That's actually the peos harosh. I remember we once had a Talmud in DRS many years ago who got sick and he had to go through chemo, and his friends wanted to show solidarity with him that he was losing all of his hair, so they all shaved their heads. So a couple of them were like pretty firm kids, and we said to them, you know, that we got wind of the fact that they were about to do this. We're like, we love where your heart is, but like, you can't cut off your payas. It's us who are calling your payas. This is chus of keeping your payas should be as chus for his refresh later. So one kid, so some just didn't do it, and one kid cut off everything except for what was right next to his ears. So it was, you know, he was well meaning, but it's still a violation of a kavas haroch. So anyway, so Rabbi Akiva Eiger writes that it's asur lahakav payas rosh ha'ish l'nias daiti dezel l'chol l'kuli alma yasur mishum l'fnei. He says, a woman is not allowed to cut off a man's pace. I mean, there's nisr of makif and nisr of nikif. You're not allowed to cut off someone's pace, and you're not allowed to be the kadi, right? You're not allowed to have your pace cut off. So he says, a woman's not allowed to cut off a man's pace. Why? Because of the neivah. It's a makshalas lahashanika. Va'af heichat av matzil galech ba'atzmo. Oh, what if he could have done it himself? So then what does that do? Knocks it down from the neivah to mesayeya. V'kamakam avis it's rabbanim. So he says, "V'ulai yesh lomar de bezel leka isur midin mitzuv la'frisha." Maybe there's no messiah over here. Da adrab, b'mashihi megalachas oso bezel ma'frishaso. Dim lois a megalachas oso hay megaleich ba'atzmo. V'ya over bebeiz lavin de nikif u'makif. V'al yedei shehi megalachas ma'frishaso me'el demakif. Meaning, milav demakif. Meaning, if the guy does it himself, he'll violate two isurim. He'll be the makif and the nikif. But if a woman does it for him, he'll only be a nikif. So she's saving him from one of the yisurim. So it's not called that she's being machshil him, because he would have done it in a worse way. So the man may be in violation of the yisur of nikif. The woman is not in violation of the fneiver. Because you have to look bigger picture. But Rabbi Kivayger himself wasn't sure about it. He says, ulai. You know, that ulai, you have to look a bigger picture and know what kind of impact this can have. It's not exactly the same argument as Rav Sternbach, although it's similar, right? You're trying to benefit the person. You're not trying to hurt the person, because the harm that you're going to cause is going to be a greater harm if you don't.
She's taking the hit.
No, because she has no mitzvah. Women are not commanded in a kaf sarosh. There's no issur. The only issur would be lifnei iver. Meaning the issur being a makif is only on a male barber.
So how would a man be over to
iser? If he does it to himself.
Does he
make
iver to himself?
No. A man is not allowed to be a makif or a nikif. A woman is allowed to be both. A woman wants to shave her head, that's fine. So if a woman shaves a man's head, there is no makif. Because the woman is a makif, and then it's okay for her. The man, though, is a nikif. So you might think, well, then she's violating the faith. He says, no, she's not, because he otherwise would have violated too soon.
Wasn't that just like Rav Shlomo
Zalman? Yeah, it's very similar to Rav Shlomo Zalman also. It's hard to, like, you know.
Even if
it's a greater issue, but you're for the long-term benefit. Right. This is a little more like Rav Shlomo Zalman. It's true. Okay, last shita. Let's skip it a little bit. Last shita. Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Salvechik. And this is, I think, the majority opinion. There's a Mishnah in the fifth parak of Masechta Shviyas. Elu kelim, she'enu uman rash elu machron b'shviyas. There are certain kelim you're not allowed to sell during Shemitah. Machresha, v'kol keleha, the plow, and all of the supplementary kelim to the plow. Ha'ol v'amazer v'adakar. Avul mochru magal yad magal katsir va'galav chol kela. You're allowed to sell like hand, you know, harvesters, whatever you call them, and wagons, sickle. Yeah, zaklah Kol shemalachtu miyuchedes laveira asur. Asur. The isur ula heter mutter. Any kli that can only be used for isur, asur, you're not allowed to sell. But a kli that could be used for both isur and heter, you're allowed to sell, even during Shemitah. Because you don't know that the guy's going to use it for isur. He might use it for heter. And therefore, you're allowed to sell. Similar, Rav Moshe Paskins in Yardei Chelgal Simnayim Beis, Rav Moshe was asked, someone owned a wedding hall. And a family wanted to rent the wedding hall, but he was choshesh that taking one look at this family, there's going to be mixed dancing at the wedding. So am I allowed to rent out my wedding hall if there's going to be mixed dancing at the wedding? There's going to be such a pritzus at the wedding. So Moshe writes, the gam istaver de lo asu mishum isayi de over aveiro kashalaka isu lefnei iver el binosin lo dover shiyasabo rak maisa ha'aveiro. The issue of the fever is when you're doing something that's only a maisa aveira. But if you're giving them something that they could do a maisa heter with, like schira se'ulam, renting out the hall, which is to make a wedding, that's amazing. Jewish people getting married, that's great. Yeah, elamai, they're also going to do a maisa aveira dirikudim. You're not renting a hall for a mixed dance. You're renting a hall for a wedding, and a wedding is perfectly fine. And he says, otherwise, if you own a shop that sells pots and pans, you wouldn't be allowed to sell to people because they might cook non-kosher food. But they might cook on Shabbos in those pots and pans. No, you're selling pots and pans for people to cook. Elamai, they might also do averos with it. You know, no one would ever be able to rent out a wedding hall because there may be a chashash, possibly, that people speak lashon hara around the table when they're talking. So you're doing I'm renting a moshev bali lashon hara. No, that's not what you're doing. You're renting a wedding hall. Elamai, Jews get together, so Jews like to talk. But that's not what you're renting. So there is a machlokas rishon whether you need rov tashmish of the kli to be laheter. So Rav Shlomo Zalman in Milchas Shlomo Chel Beis Amin Dalet, Perek Yud Os Aleph, writes that if someone lives very far from shul, you're allowed to invite him, even though you know he's going to drive, as long as you offer him a place to stay. Tell him to come before Shabbos, offer him a place to stay, and you got to mean it. Like if he says yes, you can't say, oh, no one told me you would like consider that. you have to mean it. You have to offer him a place to stay. So as long as you offer him the ability to stay, then that's okay. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, in Emes Liyakov on Dal Chelkei Shulchan Aruch, in Choshen Mishpatzim in Tavchav Gimel, footnote 27, Nira Shalitzorach Kiruv Rechokim Mutal Ahazmin Yisrael Nachal Shabbos Lebeisel Lesud HaShabbos Kolzman Shemazmino Beferush Liyishar Lekal HaShabbos Umeichen Omito Shar Tzrachav. Show him his room. Look, I have this room made up for you. Va'az Avol Bishiyodeh Shahalo Yazov Space Alachar Asuda. The guy might say, that's a little creepy. I'm a co-worker. Why would I be sleeping in your house for Shabbos, right? Nevertheless, you know he's going to go home. It's mutter. That's what they quote. Zalman Nechemi Goldberg in a letter to Tzvika Reisman, from Tzvika Reisman, Ratzke Tzvi on Yanei Shabbos, also gives the same etzah, not surprising, as the Talmud of Shom Zalman, and Mori Rabbi Rav Shechter in the Sefer Divrei Rav, page Kuf Ayin. Pam Hisbate, Harav Rav Nassim Turk Sheyichya. Anyone, you know Rabbi Turk from the sixth floor, why you? So I asked him, Rabbi Neil Turk, yeah? So when he was a rabbi in New Jersey, so he suggested, Bifnei Rabbeinu, Sha'ela Achi Chamura Sha'omedis Bifan of Brabonos, Ka'ez, his biggest problem, his biggest Shaila that he has in Rabbonos, Sha'elas Hazmanas Balabatim Lesodet Lossud the Shabbos, to invite Balabatim Tipayim on Shabbos, Kimarbishu Shiuch Lashbia Leim Latova, Bezesh Yishtatfu Mishpachtu Besud the Shabbos, he feels that he'll be able to be Mashbia on them, El Shiodeu Shakamame Michal Lus the Shabbos, Benesia Barech of Lagil Besov. But he knows a lot of them are going to drive. And he knows they're going to drive home. So they said, what are you talking about? That's not a shayla. That's awesome. So Rav Shachter explained, because they were going to drive home and drive there, and they had no choice but to drive. What if you were to invite them to drive before Shabbos, and then you were to let them stay for the rest of Shabbos? And there's Rav Shachter also passing when I asked him the Shaila, like Rav Shlomo Zalman, like Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, like Rav Zalman Chaim Goldberg. And I think that's the minhag. Not like Rav Shturmach that everything goes, and not like Rav Moshe that it's a mesis and a lifneiver and everything else. But I think most assume like this middle ground approach.
Even if you invite
them
over for
Shabbos, but they still decline, you're allowed to have. Yeah, yeah,
that's
what I said. But what if you don't? Like, you were kind of offering them, but then you forgot. Like, you don't. So you have to remember. Try to remember. Yeah.
If it was for the wedding
couple,
there was a
picture of that. That would be a big difference. Yeah, no, that's primarily for Ma'aseh Yisur. Right? That was the Supreme Court case of the baker with the gay couple. Right? He didn't say that. I spoke to Rabbi Turk. So what did he say? He was like, Rav Soloveitchik was like, not a shot. Rav Shachter must have had a different conversation with Soloveitchik. Okay.